Hello, everyone, and welcome to B&B Chats Podcast. Gather around as Wafa and Shayshaf chat about their lives, careers, relationships, and so much more. Hope you enjoy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to B&B Chats.
Episode 12.
Today, we have something very interesting. No special guests, no fancy effects, just Shayshaf and Wafa sitting around having a chat.
Yeah, and telling you guys about something really interesting that we did this past week. Something that not only we want to share with you guys, but also I think it's going to be a really good episode to, you know, look back on in 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, because this is something that will be there at that time.
Yeah, what could it be? But before we reveal to you what that thing is, let me tell you a little bit of a story of how it all happened. So, in very standard fashion, Wafa and I, we were watching Netflix, and we have this obsession with watching reality TV shows related to plastic surgery.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Well,
I mean, like, things like Botched, or the one that we were watching the other day was called Skin Decision Before and After.
Yeah. They have very positive vibe shows. Yeah. Like, people are coming in with a lot of, like, either, like, mental health issues, or they're just not happy about something that happened to them. Mm-hmm. And these surgeons are able to help them, at least in the context of the show, get over whatever hurdle that they needed to get over. And just looking at the before and afters, it's just like, sometimes it's just like really addicting. It's so exciting to see that someone's life could change so immediately after like one day of surgery. It's just cool.
Yeah.
But while we were watching this, Wafa, you randomly said to me, let's do something crazy. And usually when we're watching TV shows or just like sitting around doing something and you say something like that, it means we're going to go get Tim Hortons or we're going to go get ice cream from McDonald's. And I was just not in the mood for either of those. And I was sitting comfy in my chair. I was just like, nah.
You were straight up that. Like, no, I don't want Tim Hortons.
Yeah. I didn't even bother asking you what you were talking about. I just said, nah, I don't want Tim Hortons. But then you were like, no, I mean crazier.
Yeah.
And honestly, any normal sane person wouldn't at all try to guess what you were thinking. But just for some context, and this wasn't something that I thought about at the time, it just so happened afterwards that on the TV show at the time when you said this, or very close to, they were showing some lady getting a tattoo removal of her ex. And again, this didn't register in my head, but out of nowhere, you're just like, let's get tattoos.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. And I just paused. I paused for like a solid 30 seconds, 45 seconds, and I was like really mulling over in my head. And what I was thinking was, we had actually thought or talked about the concept of getting tattoos and what it would mean to us. And like almost 4 years ago now, we had purchased something called Inkbox, which is pretty much just like a temporary ink tattoo that you kind of paint on as if it was henna.
Yeah, it's like free ink that comes out of a bottle. So just like henna.
Exactly. And at that time, it was more just like a we'll joke around with our friends and family and be like, oh, we got tattoos. But it actually looked pretty cool. And the one that you gave me was of this snare drum with drumsticks playing on it on my left forearm.
Yeah.
That was super cool. And I kind of liked it at the time. But I don't know, like, we're still younger and we're still trying to establish ourselves. I don't think we're any more established now, but just, I don't know, it just didn't feel right at the time.
The seed just got planted at that time, nothing came out of it.
Yeah. But then, this time, cut back to last Thursday, what was that, June something? Thursday.
Oh, it was July 1st.
Oh, right, Canada Day. Yeah. Oh my goodness. This was literally one day after restrictions were lifted
yeah.
for tattoo parlors and tattoo shops and whatnot. But the pause that I had when you asked me, let's go get tattoos, was me thinking over in my mind really, really fast, like, do I want one? When do I want one? What kind do I want? Do I really want one? It's pretty permanent. Is there such a thing as temporary ink tattoo? Blah, 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 blah. And it, at the end of all of that thought process, I came to the conclusion that I eventually would have gotten a tattoo of probably the exact same thing, which was a snare drum with sticks on top on my left forearm, on like the front facing side. And it was just a matter of when was the right time to get it. So I had kind of already made the decision that I wanted it. Why not today? You know, I was kind of feeling the randomness. And honestly, I got the energy to your weird chaotic energy then. I quickly caught on to it. And I just said yes.
It's okay. So from my perspective, like, I come up with these kind of like really spontaneous things to do quite often. And
with no actual intention of following
through. Exactly. I always use Yu Shi Shuv as a buffer for that. Like, I'll put out those crazy ideas, and I know that if it's too crazy, you'll say no, you know? And so I don't have to deal with the consequences of that. I can just be like, oh, but I suggested it, you know? But truly, because I just had that urge of like, what if I just suggest it? And I 200% expected you to say no. And for that reason, I just said it. I had not thought about what I wanted. I didn't have that kind of image of this is what I want on my body forever. Where do I want it? Nothing. I just suggested it. And the fact that after your pause, you said yes, I was like, whoa, wait, what? Now I actually have to follow through with this?
Now you chicken. Now if you don't do it, you a chicken.
Yeah, exactly. And so I like, and you, after your pause, because as you said, you had thought about that in your pause, you're like, yeah, I'm going to get this here. And I'm like, wait, what? I don't even know what I want. I don't know where I want it. I don't know anything. But
you just started being like, wait, what? Wait, what? So and then instantly became into a search of, okay, where's the closest tattoo shop?
Yeah.
How much is this even going to cost?
Yeah.
Like, is this going to hurt? What color should it be? Blah, 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 blah. And it was just out of nowhere. We got to give a shout out because they did a pretty good job to Benny Tattoo in Toronto.
Yeah.
That ended up doing an Eduardo, like out of nowhere. We give him a call, or we give the shop a call, and we're like, hey guys, we want two tattoos for like one for each person, and one of them's this and one of them's this. Here's a reference picture.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, I guess we can fit you in, because normally, I guess normal people have an ongoing relationship with their like
artist,
the person who's giving, they're the tattoo artist, and they like collaborate to come up with the design.
Yeah. And we weren't just like walking in to get a very basic, like, you know, a lightning bolt or in like a letter or something like that. We actually wanted a picture.
Yeah.
You know?
It wasn't like a very easily stencilable thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's wild.
Wild. And yeah, we just went, and like all we had time to do was just change, send them our reference photos, walk there, and suddenly we were getting tattoos.
Yeah, signing consent forms
and
everything. And just, it was a different like experience altogether. In the tattoo shop itself, the people were so frivolous. I don't know if that's necessarily
just open-minded.
Open-minded to the fact of, oh, let's just get a tattoo. Because like one of the other tattoo artists just randomly was like, I'm getting a tattoo. And just went to a corner and got a tattoo on their finger.
Yeah.
And just came out. I was like, I have one now. It's just like, what?
And
that's permanent.
Definitely. But I think that helped me lose nerves about it. You mm-hmm. know? Like, because it suddenly seemed like not that big of a deal. Something that they were just doing. And they, I mean, like, actually the person who you're talking about who suddenly was like, I'm going to get a tattoo on my finger. It really hurt her. Like, she was in pain.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, from my personal experience, and I got a tattoo. Should we say what tattoos we got in
there? Yeah.
So I got a black and white, more like silhouette-y tattoo of a globe surrounded by little flowers on my left leg. So right down near my ankle. And it's just black and white.
Outside side.
Yeah, it's on the outside. And I went first between me and Shayshav. And honestly, it like didn't hurt. I described the feeling as like pinching ants, which I have now, like now that I've said this to a few people, they're like, how do you know what pinching ants feel like? And I don't know. It's just something that I feel like I know how that feels. And it's just like little stings. But Shayshav, what's your tattoo and how was your experience actually getting it?
I guess I've already kind of alluded to it a few times now, but it's a snare drum. Which I guess for people who don't know, in a drum kit, it's like the main center one that the drummer sits in front or behind. And on top of the snare drum, there's two drumsticks, mm-hmm. Kind of like crossed and as if it's being played. And there's like, it's also black and white, but, or well, it's black and my skin color, but there are shades of gray and white that I had like near the end asked the tattoo artist to add on, mm-hmm. just to highlight some of the metallic parts of the snare drum and the sticks themselves so that it stuck out just a bit. And honestly, I really, really like it.
Yeah, yours looks really nice.
It's not perfect, but it's still like I kind of have like a little bit of a tattoo bug in my head now. I want to go back 6 months later and have this like recolorized maybe, or like some of the shading to be cleaned up, or just some of the highlights to be made clearer, mm-hmm. because I really like it. Yeah. And again, it's on my left forearm at the top side near my elbow.
Yeah. It looks really cool. Like yours is something that, honestly, when you said you were going to get it on kind of the front of your body, on your arm, like that's a very visible spot, but yeah. your tattoo like really isn't distracting from the rest of you, you know, like yeah. someone's not gonna quickly just like their eye's not gonna go directly to the tattoo. It's just like a oh cool type of thing, which I think is yeah. really nice.
I really enjoyed the whole experience, and in terms of the pain, it hurt me a little bit more than I expected. According to the tattoo artist, the forearm is supposed to be much less painful than the ankle where you got it, Wafa. Mm-hmm. But for you, it was like you just super jacked, no pain. But I was kind of like wincing in pain like most of the time.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I don't know, the shading on this one didn't hurt as much as I expected. Because you'd think that shading is like you're coloring so much of the skin.
Yeah.
But the way the tattoo needle works is like it's a rate. It just keeps stabbing you and then injecting ink. So when they're doing shading, they lower the rate a lot. But there was a lot of like lines that he had to draw, and my tattoo's, I think it's not considerably bigger, but it's a little bit bigger than yours.
Yeah.
So those lines were just like so much pain.
Yeah, that's fair. That's very fair. Well, that's the story of us getting our tattoos. And honestly, like we realized that it was a really fun experience. And I mean, I want more. I really liked the experience of it. But in prep for that, we thought that we would do a couple of fun BuzzFeed quizzes that could mm-hmm. give you guys more insight, kind of like about us, and also us more insight about what tattoos we should get next, maybe, or what we should have gotten this time instead of the globe and the snare drum.
According to the all-knowing, wise BuzzFeed yeah. quiz creators.
Exactly.
So, the first quiz is called Would You Rather Questions Will Determine, or These Would You Rather Questions Will Determine the Kind of Tattoo You Should Get.
Yeah.
So, the first question is, would you rather never eat bread ever again, never eat ice cream ever again, never eat pasta ever again, or never drink coffee ever again?
Those are really hard.
I can't say the same.
Wait, you have an easy answer?
I literally never drink coffee, so I'm just gonna instantly say that. Like, it's not, I'm not even losing anything in my life.
Oh my god. Honestly, I really like coffee. I I don't think I could leave bread.
Yeah, bread's like a quintessential dish.
Yeah, and I also don't think I could lose pasta. I think I have to go with ice cream.
Wow.
I
didn't see that coming.
I think that there's enough alternatives to ice cream.
That's not fair. You can't just be like, oh, I'm going to froyo or...
Why not? Frozen yogurt's not ice cream.
That's cheating.
Why?
I find this cheating.
Are you kidding? I think ice cream and frozen yogurt are very different first.
Okay, fine.
I mean, I understand like the gelato ice cream. Like maybe those are too similar perhaps. But what about a milkshake? A milkshake's not ice cream.
I see you're like finding loopholes in this.
Yeah. So I'm going to go never eat ice cream again.
All right, fine.
Okay. The next question.
Yeah.
Is, would you rather never be able to see a movie ever again? Never be able to watch TV ever again? Never be able to listen to music ever again? Or never be able to read books ever again?
This is so sad, but also very easy for me, I think.
Are you going to say books?
Yep. I never read books anyways. And I should clarify, do textbooks count?
I think so.
No. What about PDFs of textbooks?
Oh my god. Wait, but then you could read any book online. Oh, but here's another loophole. Yeah. You could listen to books. Like, you can still audiobooks.
Yeah. But, I mean, most of my reading is entirely journal articles. Like, the last time I read a book, which is really sad, was probably, like, English class in high school. I've never read a book. Which is sad. My mom will hate me for this. I can't give up movies and TV. Okay, wait.
If what about the music one?
I'm not giving up music.
No, I know.
Literally, I have a snare drum on my arm. I can't do that.
But can you listen to the music that's in a TV show? Or in a movie?
Yes. No, no. It's all music. Everything. Soundtrack. No soundtrack.
So what? The movie that I'm going to watch isn't going to have...
It's going to be just conversations. Like when they're doing like
no fancy, way.
Like... glorious shots of landscapes, you're just gonna hear nothing. You're just gonna be looking at grass and mountains, and everyone else is gonna be like tearing up because it's so beautiful with all this swelling music, and you're just gonna be looking at it like, that's just grass.
No way. I'm trying to think of like which of these four do I least do anyway. I think I'm gonna pick never be able to see a movie ever again.
I was going to say movie for you. You hardly...
Yeah, I hardly like watch movies. Anyway.
You're more of a Netflix viewer.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather date someone gorgeous but with zero personality, date someone who has a great personality but is mean to everyone but you, date someone absolutely perfect for you but they burst into applause every time the plane lands or a movie ends? Wait, this is so dumb. Date someone who you absolutely hate but they fund your whole life with exorbitant amounts of money. Damn.
I mean, I think
I don't care about the plane in the movies.
Yeah.
That's just funny.
If someone wants to clap when a plane lands or when a movie ends, like, go for it.
No, that's nice, you know? Like, you're showing your appreciation for people's hard work, whether it be, like, the people who worked to make the movie or whether it be the people on, like, the air hostesses and hosts and the airplane crew and the pilots for getting you where you were going safely.
Yeah, 100%.
Maybe they just don't like flying, so you don't even end up clapping that often.
Yeah,
maybe
exactly.
Maybe you don't like movies.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? If this is you, you don't even watch movies, so that cuts half of it away from me, so I don't even care.
Yeah, I definitely think I'm okay with someone clapping.
That was easy.
Okay, would you rather have a big, beautiful house in the middle of nowhere, miles away from civilization? B, have an expensive apartment in a big city that you can barely enjoy because of the high rent.
Oh, God.
I feel like there's some bias here.
Targeted.
And it's targeted. C, have a cozy cabin in the forest next to a babbling brook, but absolutely no Wi-Fi or electronics.
No.
Or D, have a modest home in the suburbs that's literally next door to all your favorite restaurants, but they're always an hour from closing.
That's not even a problem.
They're always an hour from closing?
means like whenever you think about going to a restaurant, they're gonna close in an hour.
But you're next door.
I know. I don't get it. Maybe they're full. Maybe it's like you can rarely get reservations because they're always full.
Okay, well,
that's just depressing then. It's like you're being taunted.
No, I think I would still go for a modest home in the suburbs.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go with my reality, which is have an expensive apartment in a big city that you can barely enjoy because of the high rent.
Yeah, that's pretty true of Toronto.
Yep. Okay, would you rather...
Ew, I just read it.
Have to smell and then lick your armpits every time you greet someone? Have to offer a strand of hair as a gift every time you meet someone new? Have to hold hands with every person you talk to for a minimum of 20 seconds, no matter what the conversation is about? Have to make every farewell into a 3-minute song and dance number dedicated to the person you just talked to? Wow.
I feel like, again, there's like one option that's very pickable. I mean, I would offer a strand of hair to anyone I meet.
Oh, that's kind of weird.
Why?
I was gonna go with the last one. Because
you would make a farewell song for every single person you meet or that you talk to.
Well, okay. At some point, you get really good at it and your songs start to sound good. And I'll probably just become a good singer-songwriter and then become a recluse and never have to talk to anyone ever again. And if I do, then I'll just be writing like number one hits.
That's a good point.
Getting rich.
You don't have to present the song to them. You just have to write it.
Yeah, and then I'll just be like Taylor Swift, who probably did a similar quiz and wrote, have to make a breakup song for every single person that you've dated.
Why are you saying that? That's so mean.
I love T-Swift. Anyways, so yeah, I'm going with that one for sure.
I mean, I think I would offer someone a strand of hair.
It's kind of gross. Can you imagine like one of your preceptors in clerkship? Every single time you meet a patient, every single time you meet a new doctor, bye, here's some hair.
Okay, that's
fair. What if you
fair.
Just go
that's
bald, then
weird.
What?
That's pretty weird.
What if you're bald?
But I shed anyway. Like, I lose hair so much. I could just pick them up all the floor.
No, but like, what if you're bald? Is that a loophole?
I still think I'm going to go with... Actually, no. I'll do the farewell 3-minute song because I like the loophole that you don't have to show it to anyone. You can just make it and then hide it away.
Yeah, and you can become rich because you'll get good at songwriting at some point.
But how many new people do you meet every single day that you have to make a 3-minute song for every single person?
I don't know. I guess you'd have to be an introvert with this in order for this to be kind of sustainable.
Oh my God.
Don't go to parties.
This is so hard. Okay, I think I'm going to stick with the strand of hair.
Okay.
Last question. Would you rather make a typo every time you send a text, never be able to remember the names of actors, movies, or songs when you really need to, have to type in a complicated new Wi-Fi password for your phone and computer every day for the rest of your life, have your wireless headphones constantly on the verge of losing charge, and your wired headphones in a permanent tangle you can never undo? What the heck?
No, I'm doing typo. I'm going with the typo.
No,
I think there's loopholes there too.
Oh, can you fix the typo? Maybe you make it, but can you fix
it? It's like every time you send a text, so I don't think you could fix it. I think it's gone at that point. But what if the font color is invisible ink?
No, but I don't think you get to choose what typo it is.
Oh, well, that's kind of bad. I think just to be nice, I wouldn't want the typo to be like someone's name. You know?
Yeah.
It could be something like irrelevant, but I don't want the typo to... Well, I mean, I guess we can't choose.
Yeah.
That could be very bad. Maybe I just need to stop sending text. Honestly, it's just texts.
Yeah, you can still send voice messages. You can call. You can...
Send emails to
everyone.
Send
emails. Yeah, that's
okay, yeah.
I think I'm going to go with never be able to remember the names of actors, movies, or songs. Because you can just describe it.
Yeah. You're just always playing charades.
Yeah.
Or, well, not charades, just whatever. You're just playing Who Am I games.
Yeah. Okay, I got my answer. Should I go with mine first?
Yeah, go first.
I got a delicate tree.
Oh, same.
Oh, we both got that?
I guess most of our answers were the same. What did we expect?
I guess. I think we had some differences.
it looks like a pine tree.
Yeah.
But also on the left forearm, but closer to your wrist.
Yeah. Oh, I actually quite like that. I don't think I would want it on my arm, but I would like it somewhere else. Okay, but the description is, you love nature and basically just need another way to show it to the world. And hey, I don't blame you. Nature is beautiful. So slap that tree on your forearm and let's go hiking.
I could vibe with that if nature didn't also have bugs. Slithery, slimy things and bugs, you know? Like, are they really doing stuff for our ecosystem? Do they really need to be around?
Yes, they do.
I don't know.
Okay, wait, but I don't understand how they got this answer for you when you said that you would rather live in a big city, too.
Oh, I don't know. I guess it's just must have been a close one. Mm-hmm. I don't understand the algorithm of the BuzzFeed gods. I just play along.
Yeah.
All right.
That's fun. I guess we both know what our next tattoos are going to be, and maybe there'll be a matching one. I would get a tree. You actually wouldn't get a tree?
No.
Okay, well, maybe.
I'm missing out.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe I'll just have a cool tree tattoo and have the story to go along with it, that it was from a BuzzFeed quiz. Okay, so maybe we have time to do one quick other one. This BuzzFeed quiz is called Answer These Random Questions to Reveal What Tattoo You Should Get.
What's your zodiac sign?
I am a Libra.
What am I?
I don't know. You're a Capricorn or a Aquarius.
Okay. My mom always tells me I'm a cusp because I'm between, like, the transition period.
Yeah.
How would your friends describe you?
Maybe we should describe each other for this.
Okay, the options are kind, smart, confident, stubborn, funny, and happy. There's like no pattern to this.
And why are these all mutually exclusive?
Yeah, I know. I guess it's just like, what is the trait that you've kind of maxed out on? Like, what stands out most about said person? Mm. For you, outside of you being a smart person and being a confident person and a happy person, and a stubborn person, and okay, literally all of these things, you're a kind person. I think that summarizes you really well.
I think the one that stands out for you, because I think you're genuinely all of these.
I like how there's stubborn, it's just like the one kind of negative-ish one.
Yeah, but like, I think we're both pretty stubborn. But yeah. I think that what stands out for you is confident.
All right, next question. Choose a color. Options are red, yellow, purpley magenta,
teal,
weird teal color but darker than teal, purple, and blue.
I'm choosing yellow.
This is so dumb. Like, I like orange, I like black, neither of those are here. I'd probably actually, honestly, I was gonna go with teal. Yeah.
Oh. Would you ever get a tattoo? Would you ever get
a tattoo? Oh my goodness.
Okay, the options are, I'm getting so many, yes, maybe, never say never, ew, no, or never in a million years.
Never in a million years, definitely.
I don't think I'm going to say I'm getting so many. I think I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, I'm probably also going to say yes. I don't think I'm going to go like sleeve tattoo or anything.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Okay, choose a random animal.
This is
options.
So easy.
Yeah, this is easy. Cat, dog, snake, horse, lizard, and leon.
Definitely a sweet doggo.
Definitely not a snake or a lizard. Literally, after we just bashed on their role in the ecosystem, no slimy boys for this one. Yeah, straight up, dog wins.
It has to be dog.
Shout out to Mishti Boy.
Yeah, Mishti and literally all the other dogs in the universe. Like, if someone... Okay, we send each other... Probably most of the content that we send each other is dog videos. Would you not agree?
Yeah, of dogs, like, being frustrated with their owners, their dog just making cute faces, their dog chasing a ball, their dog getting frustrated with dinner.
Just today, what was the video you sent me this morning? A doggo being so upset at their owner because the owner was trying to play fetch with them, and the fetch was in the pool. And the dog,
just looked at the owner like, what do you want me to do? This is
I think like just pure disgusted was the face the dog made of how dare you have thrown my toy away.
The top comment was something like, this isn't a golden retriever, this is a golden disbeliever. Oh, it was so funny. Okay, next question. Finally, what job would you prefer?
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Doctor, lawyer, professional athlete, actor, bartender, and chef.
Okay, why don't we use doctor as our last resort here?
Okay.
Which of the others would you want to be?
Okay. I don't know what it means, like, when we are an actor or a professional athlete, are we any good?
Yeah, I think so.
Or are we just, like, by trade name, an actor?
I guess for a professional athlete, if you're at the state of a professional athlete, you're probably good.
Yeah, but then, like, good by what context? Like, are you good, like, top five in your sport?
No, but you're good enough to make a living off of it.
That's stressful because, honestly, as a top athlete, you get out of your peak in, like, most sports by your 30s.
Hmm.
Early 30s. That's, saying 30s is kind of like an overstatement. Like, you lose your peak performance.
I mean, I think this is a pretty easy choice for me, personally.
Really?
I would be a lawyer.
Oh, man. I was going to say that, too.
You can still choose it.
I think I'm going to go with a chef.
A chef.
A chef. A chef. I don't know. I think it's just like food chemistry would be an interesting, you know?
Yeah.
Like becoming very, very particular with why you add certain ingredients at what time for how long interval periods to just make like very, very, very like specific ingredients.
That's actually specific really cool.
Instructions. Yeah. I'm going to go with chef.
That's pretty cool. Okay, what tattoo should you get, Sheshav?
Whoa, this isn't even a specific tattoo. It's more like a style of tattoo, and I actually really dig it.
What?
It's called boho.
Okay.
I can describe it is like if you can imagine in a chapel, like stained glass is used to like... Or, like, you can imagine, like, a lion's face in a stained glass is going to be made entirely of polygon shapes, like triangles and squares.
Ooh, like geometric.
Yeah. And it, like, constructs this very beautiful image. Actually, kind of cool.
That's amazing.
I might get that, yeah, someday.
Yeah, you should get that, 100%. Mine is flowers, simple and elegant.
Ooh.
I mean, my globe is already surrounded by flowers.
Aww.
So I guess it's already kind of true. I'd be down to get more flowers.
The BuzzFeed gods know.
Yeah, this quiz knew us. But yeah.
Well, thank you so much for listening. I think we're going to go on to our next segment.
The dream.
It's your turn.
Yeah, it's my turn. So this dream will actually give all of you some insight into a fear that Sheshav and I both share.
Is it snakes?
No, not snakes. I don't think I'm that scared of snakes.
How?
Like...
Okay, sorry. I derail. I digress.
It's okay. But I think one thing that we both really share is the fear of birds.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
And I feel like that's something that people might find really odd. And I've had birds as pets in the past, but I was really young at that time. And I think, like, as I've gotten older, I just am so scared of birds. I just, like, feel like they can attack me and I have no defense. I don't know. Maybe that's really, like, an unrealistic fear. But so this was borderline a nightmare, but I'm still going to say it. So this was a scenario where I was back in university and all of our classes had shifted to being outdoors. And one of my friends suggested that I sit in on one of her classes, and I didn't know who this was. It was like kind of a blank face type of person. But they were taking a course called Women in Odyssey. Now imagine, like, that's how hyper realistic this dream was. Like, I had a name for the course. It was Women in Odyssey, and it was a cooking class. So Mr. Chef, I'm sure you would love this, but it was supposed to be like an open-air cooking class, And we decided, okay, let's grab some food from like a food truck before going into class. And so we got food from like this little truck, and we went to go sit behind some bleachers. I don't know why, but there was shade there, so that's where we went. And when we got to that area, there was a little sparrow kind of hopping around. And I was like, well, please, let's find somewhere else. And my friend was like, no, like, we're just going to sit here. And so we sat there, and not even a minute later, like a little black bird came, and then a seagull. And I just got really, really scared. Like, it was too much. It pushed me over the edge. And the seagull, like, you know how they're really aggressive for food? They started coming towards me, towards my food. And I freaked out, like left my food where it was on the ground and ran. And my friend like picked it back up for me, and she ran right behind me. And we got to where the class entrance was, and the door had two massive black pelicans guarding the door.
Oh my.
I was so scared. Like, I was scared for myself in my dream. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I was starting to get scared. Like, real me, not my dream me. And my dream me was also scared. And so we waited around the corner until the birds kind of, like, strolled to a different side. And we, like, kind of inched along the wall and got into the door. And I don't know if I mentioned, but this was an open air class. So I don't know why I suddenly relaxed in my dream to be like, okay, the birds can't come get us anymore. See, that's what's so terrifying about the birds. There's like no protection from them unless you're indoors. But yeah, this class started, and instead of being peaceful, a huge swarm of black pelicans started coming at us and pecking us, and other birds joined, and it was just an utter, utter, utter nightmare. I woke up sweating and like, it was just the worst. So thought that we would do a bit different with the dream, and I'm sorry if it was boring, but now you know that I am really scared of birds, and that's like a common nightmare that I face. So yeah, that brings this episode to a close. Thank you for listening to how we got tattoos and, you know, what BuzzFeed thinks we should get as our next ones. We really appreciate you listening, and see you again in a couple of weeks. Bye for now.
Bye for now.